Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Randy McMichael, we talked about. Congrats to Georgia State as they get in the tournament, taking on Houston. 14-3 matchup for Georgia State. But, you know, the other two local teams, Randy, it's been...
Yes.
It's been not good. You realize Georgia Tech, go back to the 89-90 team that was in the Final Four, national semifinal team. You realize they've only been above 500 in conference twice.
That's unbelievable.
One of those was the team that lost the national title game to UConn.
03-04.
Yeah, and then they were 13-3 in 95-96 in one of Bobby's last 3-4 years. That program has fallen off the map. And I think you and I both believe either Josh Pastner's got to get it together next year, especially with all this other nonsense going on and the sanctions and coaches being named. I know he's not named,
but
you can't have that swirling around your program.
No, and he's at a point where they can maybe use this, because this is the second time now that he, even though, like you said, he hasn't been brought up, his name's not in or whatever, but I believe that the head coach, you should be in control of all your coaches, whatever.
Yep.
Now, he was sold to the masses here in Atlanta, Georgia Tech people, that he was a great recruiter, which he did. He's proven where he's been before that he can get these kids into school. He just ain't got them here. And it's just been after that first year, they go to the NIT, we're thinking, hey, Georgia Tech might have something. And then it's just been two mediocre years after that. I say it all the time. I remember growing up, I was a big Georgia Tech basketball guy. I mean,
is their brand, are they a dead brand right now?
Right now, yeah.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
I mean, and I know you're a Georgia guy, but there's no question about in this town for a long time.
It was Georgia Tech basketball.
Georgia Tech basketball was a brand. I mean, because you got to remember, the Braves were really good, you know, through the 90s, but Falcons were very hit or miss.
Right.
Obviously, no United. You know, the Hawks, everybody looked at it was like, I mean.
They'll get the six seed.
Right. Yeah. And they're not going to go anywhere. They were a sexy brand. Going to McCavish and when Duke would come in or Carolina would come in. That was an event in this town. Those were events in this town that you looked forward to. Now it's like you're going for every reason but what Georgia Tech is.
Yeah,
at this point.
And again, he was sold that he can recruit and get these guys. And we know that, you know, there's a lot of young, good basketball players here in this city that should be, you know, wanting to go to Tech. We talk about Coach Collins and the football team. He's making it cool to go to Tech again.
Right.
You know, he's selling this city as, you know, as a recruiting tool, because we had fun with the whole scandal about, you know, the kids going to strip clubs and all that. It's Atlanta. Use what you got.
Right.
I mean, Atlanta got some legendary, you know, shake joints.
Use it. You tell me what they're doing is any worse than what's going on. Like, you know, Southern Cal putting out millions of dollars to put kids on water polo teams that aren't even – I mean, like, if you don't think college basketball is the dirtiest business that there is.
It always has been and always will be.
Yeah.
You think because Patino got caught, the bag man, it'll never stop.
Right. Well, what did I tell you about Louisville? You think they're going to let their brand die?
No.
They're not going to let their brand die. Now, go out to Athens. We know that Tom Crean has got Anthony Edwards, five-star, who you said you saw a mock for next year.
Yeah, I saw a mock for next year's NBA draft, having number one.
Wow.
Yeah, having number one.
He's got a 4.5-star kid coming in. He's got another 4-star that they signed last week coming
in. Christian Brown. Then you got Jaquan Walton from Alabama and Tumani Kamara. All of them, you know, they got four of the top 100 ESPN guys.
Right.
And they're all the same type of player. They're wings. They're 6'4 to 6'6 guys, long arms, can defend. But what we talk about with these guys, Anthony Edwards, he's like, he's going to be there 1 year.
Uh-huh. So what do you got to do when you only got 1 or 2 year guys?
You got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win because that if you're winning with these guys, then the other young players in high school, they see that. They might want to come. But right now, I mean, Georgia, I hate to use the excuse because it's a football school. I mean, they need to upgrade stuff up at UGA when it comes to the stuff. Stegman needs to be upgraded. It's real. It's old-fashioned. They need to up the weight room. They need to do some stuff because what do we know about a lot of these kids nowadays? It's all about the eye test, the eye candy. Ooh, you got a slide here. Ooh, look at the locker room here. Ooh, look at the lounge and all that stuff.
Georgia, TV monitors, you know what I'm saying? Locker room.
Georgia's got, you know, you go to the Budsman where the boys play, it's – unbelievable. It's gorgeous. They got a beautiful football building. They need to take some of that and put some of that effort up there for Stegman.
Yeah. Randy Mack, John Chuckery in the Kia Studios, as we're talking about the two local teams college basketball-wise. There's no reason why, to me, Randy, especially in this state, that Georgia can't be like what programs like Michigan or Ohio State or Michigan State or, you know, I know Florida State's football team is down now.
Look at Florida.
Yeah, Florida. I mean,
LSU now.
There are plenty of examples where schools can be good at both schools that are traditional football schools.
Right.
Look, you're never going to replace Michigan or Ohio State football brand, but their basketball brands have been very good at times for those pro. In today's world, it's unrealistic to think you can't have the best of both worlds.
I agree. And that's what I said, but you got to put the effort. And you look at Florida basketball, and I'm just talking about in this area right here, they put the effort into it. And then also Florida has won national championships.
Yes.
So they have that, they're a little bit more relevant. We know about Kentucky. We're not even going to compare Kentucky basketball to Georgia basketball. It's all about the tournament. You got to get in there some way.
Right.
And when you have this collection of talent, these young guys, because I know it puts Georgia probably in the top five as far as national recruiting this year.
Oh, sure.
When you got this kind of class, you got to win. You got to win, and you got to – I mean, it's just not about, getting to the SEC tournament. You got to compete while you're in there. They were – 2-16
2-16
in the conference this year.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
And one of those wins was against Florida.
Yes.
They went down to Florida.
Because remember,
I gave up on them.
Yeah. And then they go down and beat Florida. And but then they come back.
Then they come back and they score 14 points 14 in the first half against Missouri. They lost to Missouri twice in like a week and a half.
Well, at least they put up a better effort the second time. Because I told you the first one, I looked at the score. I was like, hold on. It's halftime, right? No, that was the final score.
No, you thought the football team was playing because they only scored two touchdowns in the first half.
You got to be kidding me.
How do you score 14 points in one half of a college basketball game?
Okay, they're one of the worst teams at late game situations. I don't know how many times they got the ball to win the game, and then the ball fumbles off somebody's leg. I mean, that's just,
So if I ask you what should be some expectations next year, I think Georgia has to be a NCAA tournament team.
Yes.
If you've got Edwards coming on campus and he is, I don't care if he's three quarters of what everybody projects him of, Randy. You only need one or two guys in college basketball to find your way into the tournament.
Yeah, but the biggest thing, Jordan, you need some bucket getters. You know what I'm saying? Just guy, give him the ball and let him go get buckets. And this young man, obviously, he can do it. And with the other three kids, and I mean, Coach Green, he's a good basketball coach.
Yes.
Let's not get it twisted. He's a very good basketball coach. But he's got to do something with this talent that he has. Because if, say, for instance, he has all this talent and they stink. And they don't make the tournament. You think somebody else going to come?
Yeah, I got news for you. So they go from 2-16, and let's say they're 6-12.
That ain't good enough. No.
Yeah, I mean, that's not an improvement to tell me that they won a few more games. If you're going to bring in top-flight kids, you have to capitalize while they're on campus because
they're not there long. They're a semester and a half. They're there for a semester and a half.
Let me just get eligible to spring, and that's it. That's all I got
to
do.
All right. I got to go to class. Yeah, man. Yeah. I got to play.
Yeah. If I can just get to January and get eligible, when I go on Christmas break, am I eligible? Am I still – I've taken basket weaving. I've done what I've got to do.
I've done mud clay forming.
I've done everything I can. Pottery. I mean, I've got it all.
I'm majoring in eligibility, man. Just
that. Now, I will tell you, Josh Pastner, I think given all of – given all of the things surrounding the bad pub about the program, I think he's really even forced the hand of Tech from the standpoint of you can't keep losing and have all this kind of stuff going. And I'm not telling you that the seriousness of it, it's the PR aspect of
it.
If you're going to cheat, or you got to do these things.
You got to win.
Be good.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean, if you're going to – look – I'm all for it if you want to take kids strip, fine. But go win some games, man.
Yeah, this don't be wasting dollars.
Don't be 4-12 in conference. Go win some games.
And you're wasting dollars. And when I was in school, we knew when Herrick got there. We were all excited when Herrick got there, when Herrick got to Georgia.
But you knew in 3 years.
But we knew what was going to happen when he left.
Exactly. Yeah. You knew in 3 years it'd be a wiregram that popped up somewhere.
We knew what was going to happen.
It's okay.
But it was fun going to Stegman and watching them play.
Was that team not tons of fun?
They were good.
Jonas and Jarvis and everything. That team was tremendous to watch.
But
then they're protesting on Dr. Adams' front lawn.
We don't pay players here.
Yeah. Oh, O'Reilly.
For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!